FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
This lunchtime, I'm joined by Radio Royalty. I am. I'm joined by Radio Royalty. So welcome for the first time ever on Vectis.
Thank you.
Cheryl Buggy.
Thank you.
How are you?
It's very nice to be here. I'm excellent, thank you.
Good.
Excellent.
I'm glad. I'm glad you're excellent. No one has ever said that in the history of broadcasting. No, I'm excellent, thank
well,
you.
Well, do you know, it's too easy to say, well, you know.
Yeah,
and,
I'm all
you
right.
know, and you can choose to focus on all the stuff that isn't working in your life, and we've all got that, haven't we? Or what's not working in the world. Or you can think, right, an antidote to that maybe is to start just feeling a bit more positive. And once you start to look, you see. You know, you see more and more positive things, don't you?
You do. And I say, it's what we can do to make a difference.
Yeah.
And it doesn't all help your mind as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, and I know that, you know, the philosophy behind my radio station in Portsmouth, Express FM, and yours is the same, really. It's about serving the community, giving people a voice, helping people to know more about stuff that they might not normally, you know, get to know about.
Yeah. So, look, I know why you're here. You're here to promote something. But before we do that, we want to find out a little bit more about you. So you mentioned, you know, you've been in radio. How long have you been in radio for?
Well, I started my life as a teacher, which I loved. And if you're a teacher, you're usually generally quite good at talking. And then when they opened a radio station up down the road from where I used to live on the mainland called Ocean Sound, somebody said to me, you'd be good at that. So I went and knocked on the door and asked for a job. Because somebody says to me, what's the worst they can say?
Yeah.
No. Can you live with that? Yeah. But they didn't. I started off in a very small way doing little pre-record what's-ons and gradually built until I got my own programme. And I suppose 20 years in broadcasting for commercial radio and BBC. And I loved it. But there came a time when I felt I needed to do something else. Because as you know, as a presenter, you learn so much. And I started to learn a lot about stuff that I didn't know about. And I thought, I'd like to do something with that. So I left radio and started writing.
Oh, wow.
I got really interested in the whole area of emotional intelligence, personal development, all the sort of stuff you don't ever learn about at school, really, that you know is pretty useful. Mm. So I got some funding to start writing programmes for kids in schools, and that, so 10, 15 years of that. And then Ofcom said, and you'd be like a community radio licence. So I got together with a former radio colleague of mine and we put in a bid. So I think we were the fifth licence to be awarded, fifth or sixth.
Brilliant.
We're 20 years old this year.
That's a wonderful achievement. It really is, because we all know how difficult it is just to broadcast these days, because it's not cheap.
Yeah.
No,
and you know, you have to cut your coat according to your cloth. So we've shrunk and expanded depending on what funding we've been able to get.
Yeah, absolutely. You know. So who was the guy that you set up with?
Chris Garnegie is another
right.
well-known radio name, and yeah. Isle of Wight radio name as well. And
I think he's been everybody's boss at some point,
yes.
Hasn't he?
In fact, yeah. At one point, he was my boss.
Yeah.
And I used to hopelessly ask him for pay rises, which I never got. And he would do terrible things, like he'd sometimes find my lunch would be a packet of crisps. He'd open the crisp, take some crisps, and then he'd staple the packet together and think I wouldn't notice who'd done it. But anyway, yes, he's great. He's been a big name in radio, commercial and otherwise, and BBC, because he ran Solent for a while.
Yeah.
Now he's doing World Service stuff and other BBC stuff, and is the British spokesman for the island of Tristan da Cunha.
Wow.
That's a bit of a random thing, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
I can't lay claim to anything as exotic as that.
No, he's a radio legend, let's be honest.
He is, and a very good friend. And then post-COVID, I've been coming to the island on and off since about 18 for various reasons. I did Cows Week Radio for a start for 20 years, which was great fun, till we lost our funding like you do. But I moved full-time to the island after COVID, which a lot of people did, actually.
Well, it's a nice way of life, isn't
I love it.
It.
Really I love living on the island. I like going back, of course I do, and I go back for all sorts of reasons, friends and work and stuff. But yeah, I love living on the island. But I also think, you know, I can sit and be reactive and moan and groan, or I can actually do something, which is what I'm doing.
Yeah, that's the trick, and it really is. We're great at moaning and groaning.
Yeah.
But when you've realised that all you're doing is just wallowing in self pity, sometimes you just need to step up and say, right, I'm going to make a difference today.
Yeah. I think so. I think that's really important. And I think there's a lot of keyboard warriors, aren't there, out there? They're always seeing the negative and everything. You know, the same people who moan about the potholes and moan when somebody comes along and closes the road to fill the potholes. You know, you think, hold on a minute. You know. So and I'm not saying there aren't problems. And the island's got problems. Everywhere's got problems. And I'm not trying to make them insignificant. But I also think you've got to balance that with all the amazing things about the Isle of Wight and why we live here.
We are lucky.
We are very lucky.
And sometimes we should take heed and just have a quick look. And okay, they might be a bit busy on the roads, but look at the scenery while we're stuck
exactly,
in that traffic.
Exactly. And there's a saying, isn't there, what you focus on gets bigger. So if you focus on the negatives, you just see more and more of them.
Yeah, was it that kettle that never boils, exactly, if you watch it?
Or the glass half full or half empty, whatever. One of those wise sayings. But you think about wise sayings is they're often really wise, aren't they?
Definitely. Yeah, that's why they stood the test of time. So, hey, look, you've got a new project.
Yes.
And it sounds really exciting. And I saw a clip of it somewhere yesterday, and there's a picture of you and talking about what you're going to be doing. So tell us what you're going to be doing.
Well, I thought, what can I do rather than just being miserable and moaning? What can I do? What am I good at? I'm good at talking to people. I'm interested in people and their stories. So I thought, I know what I'll do. I'll focus on women on the Isle of Wight, and I'll go looking for women with amazing stories, and I'll have a live event once a month that people can come to, and I'll also do a series of podcasts that people can access anytime when they're, you know, driving, when they're gardening, whenever. And so I've started the process. So the first live one is on the 11th of March, and I've started pre-recording the podcasts, and it's just amazing. It's such a happy thing. It's just so interesting, because once you sit down and find out somebody's story, and they will all have had setbacks, and in some cases, you know, awful things that have happened to them, but it's that resilience. It's kind of like, okay, how did you manage to cope with that in your life? So they're inspirational as well as interesting. You know, varied backgrounds, all doing different things, but fascinating. And I think, you know, I don't think I'm ever going to run out of finding amazing women on the Isle of Wight.
Well, why wouldn't you? I mean, as I say, it's an incredible place. And yes, there are a lot of people that have got amazing stories. Yeah. And I know that, you know, there's half a dozen I could rattle off just like that. I'm not going to, but...
Well, you must give them to me before I go.
Yeah. So who have you interviewed so far?
Well, I'm going to reveal just the ones that are going to be the live ones for the 11th of March, because I'm still selling tickets for those through the Island Sailing Club. And by the way, the monies from the ticket sales will go to local charities.
Brilliant.
So I've got... So Jacqueline Gazzard, who's our High Sheriff, is going to come and sort of like cut the ribbon. But she in herself is a fascinating woman who's done amazingly interesting jobs and is very passionate about the island. She's an island girl through and through. And I've got Lorraine Farrelly, who's an academic architect and writer, who came to the island about 25 years ago and bought a ramshackle place to do up with her husband. So she calls the island home, but she works all over the place. And so she's been an architect in a still very much male-dominated world. And, of course, I've got the new chief exec of Catherine Dixon of UKSA, first time they've had a female chief exec there. Because UKSA is globally known. Mm. I mean, you know, we know it on the island, but, you know, people come from around the world to do courses there. And her backstory is fascinating as well. So they're the three live guests for the first live one, and as people suggest people to me, I'm contacting them and saying, can I come and have a chat with you, can I record a podcast, can I have a photograph of you, and we'll start loading it up on social media so people can just hear great stories.
And there's loads of them out there.
Absolutely.
And, I mean, my mum's 92 and she's got a story, and she's basically just given it to me and said, I want you to go and get this all typed up and make this into a book. And I started reading it. I thought, wow.
Yeah, well, aren't you lucky she's done that for you? It's fantastic. Because so too often we lose people and we don't know their story, and then we can never ask them. The thing that's interesting is, so many of the women I've already spoken to, and I have done stuff like this in the past, is how modest people are. They don't think they're anything special. Mm. They don't think they've achieved anything amazing. They've just sort of cracked on with their lives. And there's, you know, some people are quite surprised I want to interview them, and I'm thinking, really?
Yeah. Well, there's a lady that works at the council, and she's the head honcho now, and she's been the head honcho for a couple of years, but she started out, when she left school, she got a job at the council, and she worked her way up.
Yeah.
And you think, there's a story there. Because all we do is moan about the council. But there are people inside the council that are, have been incredible for X amount of years.
Absolutely.
And they must have seen some wonderful changes.
And they, you know, they have to deal with the cards they're given. I mean, you know, we've got to remember that councils have had cut back year on year for the last 14 years, and their budget has got smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller, and they have to use that money for some statutory things they can't not do, which doesn't leave much left, you know. And you know, I often think to people who, especially people who sort of moan a lot online, you stand to be a councillor, then you stand up and be a councillor, or do something that's supportive, or come up with some good ideas rather than just have a go all the time.
No, it ain't easy. It ain't easy to really keep everybody happy. No. So, come on, you must have a hit list. You must have someone that you think, well, they couldn't make this one, but will they be able to make the one in the future? There must be someone. Who's top of your list? Come on.
Well, I haven't got a top of list. I've got a lot on my list, okay? So, for example, I'm really keen to talk to the two farmers, Holly and Fran, who run Nunwell Farm. I mean, you don't often get two farmers female running a farm. Their story's fascinating. I'm hoping to talk to the Pip, who runs Adjiston Vineyard. You don't get many vineyard owners anywhere. And it's the oldest vineyard in the country, I think.
Is Adjiston. It?
Yeah.
Right.
I'm hoping to talk to Hannah from the Carnival Company, because her story's amazing. And the work they do in the community, it's all the above and beyond stuff, isn't it? The work they do in the community is fantastic. The director of ops for the ambulance service on the island, I've been reading a bit about her. And she's fascinating because she's really dropped the response rate, the time rate, quite dramatically through just reorganising and doing stuff. And that, you know, something else we like to moan about, isn't it, the NHS?
Yeah.
However, you know, then people will say how wonderful St Mary's was when they went for treatment, or wherever it is they've gone. And it just, I don't know, I just think sometimes what we should do really is find out a bit more about something before we say something about
I wish.
Do you know what I mean?
That's
just
one of my
find
biggest,
out a bit more.
Yeah, it's one of my biggest wishes, because it just really frustrates me that we just throw cold water, negativity and so on, and you just think, oh, come on. That, you think that makes it better. It makes you feel better, maybe, but does it really?
Well, it's also draining, isn't it? I find it draining, and I think if we... I mean, I know we're going off piece with this, but appropriate, really, Winter Olympics and stuff. But, you know, the whole thing about ferries, you know, is a hugely complex thing. And it's not so simple just to keep...
No.
You know, we've got to find a solution, and we'll do that if everybody, you know, stands up, puts pressure, you know, finds out more about it, you know, encourage it. I don't know, but... You know, isn't it true that the more we get together and pull our weight together,
definitely,
the more effective we can be?
Definitely. I was going to bore you with a story about someone that was moaning and groaning about the ferry, but I won't, because now's not the time. This is your time. Let's focus on ladies. So what is the message for, if you've got an incredible story? You know, you might not think that you're a celebrity or anything like that. If you've got an incredible story and an incredible story that you want to tell, then they've got to get in touch. Is that right?
Well, or you might know of somebody who has. People often feel they're self-promoting if they get in touch, although since, you know, as word's getting out there, I've had a few emails from people who are either promoting their business or want me to talk about somebody else. So it doesn't have to be you, it could be just somebody you really admire, you know, or somebody you'd like to know more about. You might not know much about them, but you'd like to know more about them, because I think, you know, storytelling makes the world go round, you know. We got the Story Festival happening just across the road from here at the weekend, you know, for getting kids reading. And stories are really, really important. And you can learn from them and be inspired by them. So you can either, you know, nominate yourself or suggest somebody to me. And I will respond to anything I get and, you know, make my list. And I can do any number of podcasts. I just thought it'd be nice to do once a month live ones to go really in depth with somebody, but also it's nice for networking, nice just for getting together, having a chat, suggesting things, you know, because this will create its own shape as it develops. I've got an idea, but I don't know which direction it's going to go in or how big it will get.
I think I'm going to introduce you to my mum. I think she'd be a great...
Just give me the book.
Yeah, I'll see her. Honestly, she'd be a great character. She tells some wonderful stories about times during the war, And so on, and you just think, well, I didn't know that, and they, you know, went into great detail, and there's other stories as well where, I mean, I was born in Aden many years ago, and we were the last family that were posted in Aden, and she was really miffed that we weren't part of a drama that was on BBC about 7 or 8 years ago that we didn't even get a mention, and yet we were the last family back. There's all those kinds of wonderful stories.
And you know, we've already said, once they're lost, they're lost.
Yeah.
You know, and those sorts of stories, people's real memories, you know, I think it's really important to capture them, you know, as much as we can. And that's another whole topic, isn't it? That's another big project.
Yeah.
You know, capturing older people's stories.
You said you're going to do a section on ladies in uniform.
I just thought I'd do some themes. You know, there's one during Cows Week, and so it's obvious to do female sailors or people involved with the water, and we got a big choice with that.
Right.
But I also thought, you know, women in uniform. You know, the head of ambulance service is female. She wears a uniform. We've got ferry captains who are female. You know, we've got a whole range of people who live, work, or come from the island who wear a uniform. But it doesn't have to be themed. My first one isn't themed. So, you know, any suggestions around themes would be welcome from people as well. What would you like to know more about? And I can sort of pull together people who would represent that.
Yeah, I'm guessing it's right across the board. We could have teachers.
Anybody.
Sports.
Anybody from any sector, anything at all. And it could be somebody who's, I'm just trying to celebrate island women.
Yeah.
Whatever age, shape, form, profession, career, whether they're from the island or not from the island. You know, Lorraine Farrelly, the architect, isn't from the island, but moved to the island and calls Ireland her home. And it's a place that she and her husband did up. And just as they finished restoring it, he died. He just dropped dead. Young, you know. So while she's a very successful person professionally, you know, she's had that trauma to deal with. So everybody's story will come with its fair share of challenges, you know.
So you're going to need tissues then?
I will make sure there's plenty of boxes around.
Yeah, because I would imagine there are some incredible stories, and I would imagine there's an awful lot of, I don't know, touching ones that will make you fill up, well up, and have the greatest respect for ladies that have struggled with certain things because, you know, stories are, you know, working in a man's world all those years ago and how they tell those stories. I just think that it's incredible. I can't wait to hear them.
And you often feel when you're going through tough times, you're the only one. You know, that nobody else, or you don't want to tell anybody. You know, some people are very private. You know, it's interesting with all the interviews I'm doing, I am asking people the same questions at the end. You know, what is it about the island for you? And what do you know for sure? Which is an interesting question, isn't it? What do you know for sure? Just out of interest to see what they say, you know. And so far, the common theme is what I know for sure is family and friends. Having your family and friends there in hard times is pretty fundamental, and carry on learning is pretty important, and being positive is pretty important.
Yeah, that's being positive. Okay, well, I can't wait to hear these stories. I really can't. Just mention again when the event is.
The first event is 7 to 9 on Wednesday the 11th of March at the Island Sailing Club, which is a private club, but it's open to all for this event. Just go onto their website and you can get a ticket. And the monies from the tickets are going to, I'm going to ask all my guests, the live guests, to nominate island charities. And then the podcast will start launching that day too.
Okay, excellent.
And if anybody wants to get in touch with your suggestions or come along, or, you know, some people have already emailed, so I can't make that event, but they don't want to miss the next one. They're going to be every month.
Right.
For this year, and we'll see how it goes.
And who's interviewing you then?
Well, you just have.
Well, it's got to be a lady, isn't it?
Maybe. You're in touch with your feminine side.
Well, no. I mean, it's a lady's thing, isn't it?
But you know how radio, you know, it is, you know, I was a teacher before, then a radio presenter. And what those two have in common is this, that I love finding out stuff and then I got to pass it on. I've got to tell somebody about it. I can't just sit there, you know. I'm the sort of person who'll be looking at a card in a card shop and I'll start laughing. I have to tell the person next to me, have you seen this one?
Yeah.
So you can share the laugh. I get some odd looks sometimes.
Are you still a teacher now? I know you're not, but are you still in your mind,
I'm not sure what I'd call myself. I know. I was meant to retire when I came to the island, but that didn't work for me. I tried all sorts of volunteering stuff, but that didn't work. I mean, I'm still the chair of Express FM, the community station in Portsmouth, so I'm still a bit involved in that. And although I don't really want to tell you this because it's a secret, I am meant to be writing two novels. I'm published in non-fiction, and I decided I need to try fiction. So I've done all my research, and guess how much I've written?
Not much.
I just.
So, and you're dreadful at keeping secrets, then?
Well, no, it's just I haven't got a deadline. You see?
Yeah. Well.
And if you haven't, and somebody says to me, "Well, give yourself a deadline," I say, "Well, that's not going to work, is it? I'll just extend the deadline forever."
Yeah. Hey, look, it's been a whole load of fun. Please come back again soon.
I'd love to.
And well, you can do a show if you want.
As long as it's not the breakfast show. I can cope with most things, but not the breakfast show. I did that for a year at Express and almost died.
All right, don't say that. Not at this time.
Sorry.
That's all right. Joy to spend some time with you this lunchtime, and good luck with the event.
Thank you.
Did you say how we can get on
with
you?
Yes, I'll leave you a bit of paper with my details, but it's CherylBuggy@expressfm.com.
Okay, good luck with that.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for the time.